Hey everybody, what's going on? Paul Brooks here, B-Movie Mania, coming at you with another teaser episode. If I sound a little bit weird, it's because it's like 6:45 in the goddamn morning. We are smack dab in the middle of the fifth annual 24-hour B-Movie Marathon. I'm here in Lombard, Illinois, hanging out with the crew, and I'm in the bathroom right now. I'm trying to whisper a little bit because some people are sleeping. But here's the deal. Like I said, this is a teaser episode. Night Beast, Don Dohler's 1982 cult classic. We watched it, and I want to get some reactions from the rest of the B-movie crew on Don Dohler's Night Beast. See what they thought about it, to give you guys a little bit of a taste of what's in store. So we're going to go out and chat with the crew in just a second. But first of all, what'd you think of the killing of Satan? Personally, I thought it was one of our finer episodes. The movie was, a little rough, but I thought the episode was great. So leave a comment, tweet at us, you know, Instagram, all that shit. Let's go out and talk to the crew. I'm in the bathroom. Let's go out here and do this. Let's see what we got. All right, we got a movie playing right now. It's called Aliens in the Wild Wild West. It's one of Mike's picks. Just started. I'm not sure about it, but we'll see what happens. Let's talk to Jay really quick. Jay, can I get some thoughts on Night Beast? Did you like the film?
Yeah, I really like Night Beast.
Give me a little bit more. What'd you like about it?
I liked the pacing.
Yeah. Fast paced.
It was very fast paced. So that was really enjoyable, and I also liked most of the characters.
All right, thank you very much. I'm very impressed with you. You're sleeping right now, and you somehow just gave me some commentary on Night Beast, so thank you.
It's Night Beast. What are you going to do?
Exactly. Let's talk to Chris Hudson, who is passed out. Chris, what'd you think of Night Beast? Chris Hudson, what'd you think of Night Beast?
Pew, 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 pew.
Exactly. Thank you very much. That was Chris Hudson with his thoughts on Night Beast. Let's go over here and talk to Mike Hayes, who is like wide awake, running the show over here.
Hey, Paul.
Mike Hayes, we're talking about Night Beast.
Yeah, great film.
What'd you think? Did you like it?
Loved it.
Well, you said great film, so.
Yeah, well, great film. Well, I'm also talking about Aliens of the Wild Wild West.
Right, that's what we got on right now at the fifth annual 24-hour B-movie marathon.
Am I allowed to talk about that for a second?
You talk about whatever you want.
Paul, I have big news for you. Uh-huh. Do you know who directed this movie?
No.
The man, the legend, the guy who directed all three Snake Eater films, also Trists, George Ershbaumer.
Oh my god. Are you trying to tell me this was directed by George Ershbaumer?
I'm trying to tell you this is directed by George Ershbaumer.
That's absolutely fantastic. You and me have a little bit of a problem going on. This is going to get cut out, but we're kind of into this girl.
Oh. Yeah, no. She's been showing up in the 90s. That was a really weird wife. These 90s outfits. And personally, she just looks like the older sister that I all saw all my friends had. And I do have a crush on her. Yeah. Like, it's just a mentality that I have.
Tell me a little bit more about Night Beast and about Richard Bayne.
Richard Bayne, Batman didn't like him.
He's our guest on the podcast for the next episode.
Well, Richard Bayne's a comedian. Yeah. He's funny.
Yeah.
He was great. He was really fun. And Night Beast is, I didn't know what I was getting into. Like, I thought Night Beast was going to be like a cop movie. I don't know why.
A cot movie? Like people sleeping on a cot? Like a shitty cot?
Paul, you're being silly. C-O-P. Cop.
Oh, a cop movie.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought that. I mean, there's cops in it. But, like, that's not what the movie's about. It's about a weird-looking fucking monster.
It is.
And it's fucking great. Like, what is that place in? I forget. Rural Wisconsin? Is that right?
Pennsylvania, I think.
It's been a while. We film these, you know, we bank them up. But, yeah, it's a rural town, and The mayor's got a mullet, kind of like a fluffy mullet kind of thing.
It's like an early 80s thing.
Yeah, it's like a Howie Mandel, Bobby's World type look.
Really going for that Bobby's World look.
Yeah, he's like, hey, give me that Bobby's World money. Let me do this. No, but it's fucking bonkers. It's one of those movies where it's fun to watch, but at the same time, almost every 3 minutes, you're like, why are you doing this? What is happening? Just go or just do that. Like, you know what better to do in a movie. And it's not one of those, like, hindsight's 20/20. You know, it's very much like, come on. But it's fun to do it at the same time. Like, it's not obnoxious.
Right. So you would say to the B-movie maniacs out there, watch this movie.
Oh, hell yeah. That beast is fucking good.
Absolutely. And you can check it out on Amazon Prime. It's up there right now for you to check out for free if you got the Amazon Prime.
Paul?
It's on the next episode of B-Movie Mania.
Is this your teaser?
Yeah.
Wait, okay, cool.
We're at the B-Movie Marathon. We're chatting with Mike Hayes. Let's go chat with Jason Hulls and Chris Hudson real quick.
Hey, Paul. Good luck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, this is a special treat for everybody because this is the only time this season that you're going to hear all four of us in the same room together. And Jay, it's a special moment, wouldn't you agree?
It's a very special moment for all of us.
Okay, very cool. Chris Hudson's over there. He's hanging out. Let's get a word from Chris Hudson. There you go. Night Beast, check it out. Amazon Prime. We'll see you on the next episode of B-Movie Mania.